And what about the end of the harvest? Did they still have a straw bickle in your day?
A what?
A straw bickle would be my pronunciation.
A muckle supper?
Yeah, well, no,
No.
the straw dog thing.
Well, no, I don't really. I've heard of that, but I have no experience of that.
I'm never very sure how long that lasted.
A bickle.
Pretty.
Eh?
Well, there's the thing about the last sheaf and the last load, which was a dangerous thing to.
Yeah, so even the last one, you wouldn't be married that year or something like that.
Well, I was thinking the story of in the Leasks at Barnhouse, my mother's father, that the man who took in the last load would be roughly treated, I was saying, in various ways. So when somehow it was clear what was going to be the last load, and none of the servant men or the sons would tack it in, the father who was in to go and tack
The
it in because he was the
boss.
only one who was safe.
I suppose there's an underlying serious point to that, of course, that you don't want to be the last. You have to get it all in quickly. So you were saying about the muckle supper, Peter.
Well, it was more or less a gathering, that everybody had helped you, more or less, a dance in the barn sort of style.
Oh, I see. So it would have been on each farm then.
Well, Cropley's become the biggest farm in the area. You would maybe hear it, you see. And there'd been a general prolification with the ale and all the rest of it. Well, again, I have never experienced that. It was before me time, but my story, so it. But any excuse for a drink, you might say.
We've been needing it lately after all that hard work.
Well,
And did it, was it just one evening or did it go on any longer, do you know?
Oh, that would have been one evening.
We wouldn't have had all that much time to be wasting lately on jollifications. Hard work on a farm, that's for sure.
Aye, well, weddings go on for more, longer sometimes, 3 or 4 days.
No, but I guess there's that story of the scythe and the man who wasn't good at sharpening his scythe.
Yes, but he's a powerful man. He wasn't good at sharpening his scythe, but by force, he forced around. But some poor man that had to go by who was good at sharpening the scythe, and the scythe had been just left beside the field. So he sharpened it to the nth degree, really sharp. So, of course, the man came out and was going to put the usual force to drive it through the crop. It went through that easily, the story goes. He turned two revolutions before he managed to stop.
I think what revolution the scythe was, it's in a peculiar people again that at least describes what hard work it was with a hook. How did you got merry?
Oh, the hook, it's a hook.
How you got dizzy and merry, bending all the time.
That's fascinating because you would always assume the scythe was the kind of early thing. And
It's Daniel Gorey in Summers and Winters in the Orkneys said that the reaper and the scythe was taking the romance out of the harvest.
But I mentioned my grandfather. No, my great grandfather was supposed to be the first man to use the scythe in Orkney. But in Edinburgh, in the Royal Museum there, there's a Roman scythe on the wall. That if it is dinned down and given to a blacksmith, not now, but when I was young, the blacksmith would have been able to set it onto a modern handle. It was that like the modern ones. So the ideas hadn't come to Orkney still.
About blacksmiths then, would there have been a blacksmith in each community, or would you
more
had a
or
bit
less,
of a
more or less, yes.
Yeah.